Welcome to the Being Soul Confident podcast with me, your host, Nicola Tonsaga, the podcast where we are talking all things soul, where we're widening the conversation about what soul is, so that you can trust it, live it, be it, so that you are being soul confident. Hello and welcome back to Being Soul Confident. In this episode, I'd like to share with you some of my experience about soul and also some of the key beliefs that I hold about it. I have been working with energy and I've been working with soul now for over half of my life. Energy and awareness of energy is always something that I've had. I don't think that I recognised it particularly as that when I was a child. It was just a really natural part of who I was and what I experienced growing up. And it was only really when I moved into my early teens that I really started to disconnect in that sense, because I was feeling and being very different to the other children at school. And like most people, I wanted to fit in. But in fitting in, what I actually did was lose myself. And so through most of my teenage years, I really had no idea who I was. And I will talk about that in a different episode. But the reason I bring that up in this particular part is because not understanding who I was, really not connecting with myself in any way, shape or form, in an indirect way, is actually the thing that brought me to working with, recognizing and really wanting to dive deeply into learning everything I could about soul. I spent my late teenage years and my early 20s very much in a state of depression. And not the I'm having a bad day sort of depression, but the really crippling, can't get out of bed, can't function, constantly feeling as though I was being overwhelmed by this great, big, dark, oppressive cloud. And it didn't matter what I did, I couldn't shift it. I would get up, I would go to work, I would literally be on autopilot. And getting through those first 8 hours of the day when I was at work, that was actually all I could do. And for any of you that have been through a very similar experience, you will know that you can put on the normal face for that period of time, but it takes absolutely everything that you have to do that. And so you go home and you literally collapse. You are just a shell. That was what my early 20s were like. And I remember getting to a stage where I was on my knees on the floor of my living room, simply not knowing what to do, but knowing that I couldn't go on. And I still remember that so, so clearly today. It was one of those times where your whole being is crying out for help. Not just your voice, it's not your voice, it's not your mind, it's absolutely every single cell and fiber of your being that is crying out for help, saying, I can't go on, I don't know what to do, please, please help me. And that's where I was. And at that moment, on that particular day, something shifted within me that literally changed my entire trajectory of life. And what happened in that moment was that I felt something lift within me It was an energy, it was a feeling, it was a spark. It was like there was this warmth, this expansiveness, yet it was solid, that just lifted and rose all the way through me. And I was encapsulated or held or supported. And it must just have been seconds. But in that moment, I knew I would be okay. I didn't know how, but I just knew that I would be okay. I didn't know it at the time, but that was soul. That was soul lifting within me, supporting me at that time, my time of greatest need. And I didn't wake up the next morning feeling all jolly and wonderful and, oh, I'm not depressed anymore. But I did have the motivation. I did have a sense that something was different. And that sense of something being different just enabled me to have enough energy, enough lightness to actually look at how I could help myself. And I'm not going to lie and say that it took a couple of weeks or 3 months. It was probably more like 2 years before I actually really began to feel that sense of liberation, that sense of that I was actually really okay, that I didn't have that cloud over me. It wasn't a quick fix in any way, shape or form. But what I did start to do in that period was I started to be interested in energy. I started to be interested in learning about energy, such as the chakras, such as how our psychic system worked, and all of those sorts of things. So I started attending some classes and some workshops to learn about my energetic system. And at one of those events, we had a meditation, and I had exactly the same experience. I had that feeling of something lifting within me, supporting me, that was light, that was warm, that I just knew was within me. And it suddenly clicked that that was actually soul. And therefore that it was soul that had supported me at that time of need, when I asked for help from every fibre of my being on that October evening. The reason I'm sharing this is because I have a very, very solid belief and understanding that soul is a tangible energy that is actually held within the body, that we can experience definitively without any sense of doubt. That experience, way back when, absolutely showed me that soul is real. It isn't a concept. It isn't an idea. It isn't something we imagine. It is a valid and a real part of who we are. Yes, it takes some time for us to really lean into that and to really recognize the experience of soul, to really recognize that we are having an experience of soul. But it is absolutely possible for every single one of us to have such a strong physical, tangible experience of soul that we cannot doubt it in any way, shape, or form. And when we have that, we then cannot unknow the power of that energy. We cannot unknow its presence within us and its influence within our life. It is the absolute conviction and belief in that essence of soul. Now, whether you recognize it as soul, whether you recognize it as powerful intuition, whether you recognize it as your inner truth, and those are some of the things that I want to look at in future episodes. But the absolute knowing is the thing that actually changes how you align to and how you lead with soul. That absolute conviction of soul being truth. Not being flim-flam, not being wafty, not being this wonderful concept that it would be really nice to live within, but how do we? That absolute truth and conviction that it is a real, definitive, tangible energy that is present is the thing that changes everything for you. I know soul as a collective energy. So I believe in it very much as part of a divine energy that is far greater than I am. And yet I am part of the soul aspect that is within me, connects me to that wider scope of divine intelligence in a unique and beautiful way. And if I want to leave it there, if you want to leave it there, you can. But for me, that isn't being soul confident. That isn't leading with soul. Leading with soul and being really confident about that energy, that you are supported, that you are empowered, that you are enabled through that dynamic energy of soul, that doesn't mean that you sit back and you connect to it every now and then when you feel like it, that you only use it in times of trouble. It doesn't mean that you think about it every now and then you put it on the back burner. What it means is that you consciously choose to understand more about how you experience that energy of soul, and you consciously choose to learn how you can allow it more fully, work with it more freely, and really have it as a significant part of the way that you live your life. I believe that soul itself has a purpose. I believe that soul wants to experience itself as fully, as freely, as expressively as it can through you in the human experience. So soul comes into you, if you like, with a purpose that is totally separate from perhaps your purpose, your individual desire within life. And yet, because it's an inherent part of our energy, soul cannot express itself fully and freely unless you also are enabled and learn and allow and find the courage to express yourself fully and freely. And so in supporting you to navigate your path, to reach beyond that which you know, to step out of your comfort zone, to be courageous, in enabling and supporting you to do that, soul is directly supporting its own purpose and enabling its reason for being. So soul, because it needs you to expand beyond what you believe is possible for yourself, because it wants you to reach for more, because it wants you to know you are more, soul is never going to encourage you into safety. It is always going to encourage you to stretch. Intrinsically, soul knows that you are safe because you are part of that divine energy and it recognizes that. So it's never going to work to support you to step back into what you already know. it is always going to support you and guide you and encourage you to step forward. And it's important here to note that certainty is different to safety, because soul does have certainty. When you connect into that energy, you can feel certain that you are connected into soul. You can feel certain that you are supported. You can feel certain that you are guided. But that doesn't mean that soul wants you to stay on the path that heralds safety. It doesn't. It directly wants you to choose the path that encourages curiosity, encourages exploration, and encourages growth. Because that is a way, as you expand, that soul also expands through you. So connecting into soul is not a fix-all. It is not going to make life that easy path that you tread. In fact, it's probably going to do the opposite. Because as you connect into that energy, you feel that spark, you feel that dynamic vitality that encourages you to step further forward, you are more likely to experience that roller coaster energy of life where you are trying and you are failing and you are trying and you are doing something differently and you are going against what your logical mind says. You are going against what your friends say because you are pushing the boundaries of your understanding and you're pushing the boundaries of your life. But what soul does do within that is it gives you the certainty and the assurance that you are on the right path, even if you cannot see the full destination, and most of us can't on that journey, even if the only thing you know is the next step. So soul is not a fixer. It is not going to make everything right for you, but it is going to say to you, this is the experience we can have. And if you trust me, I can guide you in the right direction and we can have this experience together. But it does require you to step forward. It does require you to consciously choose to be in partnership with the soul. And that is really where I want to leave things in this episode. That understanding and that idea that you and soul are actually a partnership. And like any partnership, you get the most out of things when you work together. You achieve more when you collaborate within that partnership. And as with any partnership, one of the things that we have to do, one of the things that actually enables a relationship to work, is listening. So get still, get quiet, move out of the head, and start to allow that intrinsic, intuitive language of the energy, language of the body, start to allow that to be more clearly heard, more clearly known, and you will already be halfway there. So thank you for joining me for this first full episode of Being Soul Confident. I look forward to sharing more time with you next time. And make sure that you subscribe so that you receive the podcast episodes as they are released. In the meantime, take care and enjoy being soul confident.